We have a number of economic challenges that we are dealing with. One is that there is a strong perception that we have taken on a substantial debt as a country, and we need to deal with our debt situation. There is a concern about sustainability of our expenditure framework, national expenditure, because of debt servicing and the other expenses that we're incurring. One of them are the expenses relating to consumption subsidies. So in the last 1 year, the government has been subsidizing fuel because of the escalation of fuel prices and the fluctuation of our foreign currency rates. And in the last few months, the government has also been subsidizing the price of maize flour. And so the government of William Ruto would like to eliminate this subsidy. There has also been a lot of pressure from our multilateral funding partners, in particular the IMF, who have insisted that we need to get rid of these subsidies because they are harming our economic situation. Then on the other hand, he has said that one of the things that has been affecting us economically is that the price of inputs for agriculture have gone up, which is correct. And the most significant is the price of fertilizer, which has doubled in the course of 2 or 3 months.
I will get into his plans to work with farmers just in a second. Most Kenyans are struggling with a high cost of living right now while trying to meet basic daily necessities like food. Is there anything in Ruto's announced plan to address that?
His analysis is that the way to deal with the price of food is to increase agricultural productivity. That's a medium-term plan. And so to deal with this on the medium term, because we are about to get into the short rains and short rain has a planting season, he wants to reduce the price of agricultural input so that it can increase the output of our staple products like maize and so on, and that should organically then reduce the cost of food items.
Which will take some time, of course.
It will take at least 3 or 4 months to bear fruit.
One of his early moves in office was also to add 6 more judges to the Kenyan judiciary. How do you interpret that?
So the Judicial Service Commission is the Kenyan organ that has been given the constitutional responsibility of nominating judges who can take up positions in the judiciary. After that nomination, the process goes to the president to appoint the said judge. And there have been 2 court cases that have gone on in court because the former president had refused to appoint 6 of the judges who had been nominated by the Judicial Service Commission. And the court said that the president was improperly exercising his authority and he should appoint them. But the president had declined to do it and he was in court. The Court of Appeal challenging the decision of the High Court in terms of his exercise of authority. So he's trying to send a signal that the independence of the judiciary and the judiciary authority to continue. So that's why he then decided, now that he's the president, to appoint the judges.